right, welcome back. It's Mornings with Dave and Scrady here on WKTY La Crosse, 96.7 FM, 580 AM. And yeah, you're right, I couldn't resist. We're going to be talking to Dave Cowley. I had to play Ozzy Osbourne's Mr. Crowley. Now,
love it.
I don't want you to read anything into that, Coach Cowley, because it has nothing to do with you. It just was a perfect storm, and I just couldn't die. I couldn't help myself. Thanks a bunch for joining the program today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Again, Dave Cowley joining us here. Thanks to our friends over at Coach's Corner Sports in Holman, now right across the street from the Holman Meat Locker. A little Coach's Corner for us. Coach, tell us about your Black River Falls team. We've had some listeners this morning already chiming in wanting to talk about how you teach these kids the shooting strokes that apparently they're developing, because you got a bunch of Larry Birds on this team or what?
Yeah. Most of those really good shooters could probably teach me a few things or two. They've worked really hard. In the gym, a lot of hours put in the summer to make themselves great shooters. So I'd like to take all the credit, but I really can't.
All right. Well, listen, Brian from Sparta was asking us on our text line here just about, I guess, one of your players, Anderson. He's just like, how much time does this kid spend shooting? He's got a sweet stroke. Not sure if I've seen one that sweet in such a long time.
He really does. Yeah. And I mean, it is crazy the amount of time that kid has put in. I sometimes actually try to get him to take a little bit of a break, because he works so hard. After our Toma game the other night, they honestly had to kick him out of the gym, the custodians did, because he was so upset about his performance, and he wanted to correct it right then and there.
Now, Coach, you guys obviously, Black River Falls, the team to beat in the Cooley Conference right now. Talk a little bit about Anderson here, too. What's his future plans? Is he going somewhere? We obviously a little bit out of the area, so we don't talk about him as much, but he's definitely one of the great players of this area as well.
He really is. I mean, I've been coaching basketball a long time, and I've never coached a better basketball player than him, and certainly not anybody who works harder. And he's got a ton of pretty much every school in the state, you know, as far as the WEAC conference is concerned, has been at a good chunk of our games. And then he's got a little bit of interest outside of that as well. So, you know, he really doesn't have a clue yet. I mean, I think he's probably got a couple that he's a little partial towards, but he's still kind of just playing out the season and seeing where it takes him. So it's kind of, you know, it's fun to have a lot of people watching the games, and makes it a little more interesting.
You talk a little bit about the Cooley Conference in general here, too. I'll tell you, before the season started, I was thinking maybe GET was going to be a favorite again this year, is what I was thinking, because obviously had such a good year last year. They were still pretty young. I figured that they would be kind of the favorites going into this year. I completely overlooked Black River Falls, because you guys are clearly the number one team in the Cooley this year.
Yeah, I mean, our record is, and we are having a really nice year, but boy, GET has got a great team. They're just going through some things right now that happens to good teams, and, you know, come tournament time, they're going to be a very tough out for anybody. So I wouldn't count those guys out yet. They have a lot of seniors, and we got a little break from West Salem when they knocked off GET, and now we've just been taking it one game at a time, trying to keep that one game lead.
Again, we're on here with Coach Dave Cowley from Black River Falls, who did defeat West Salem last night, 70-60. Nice victory there. Coach, it was something that's been kind of interesting, at least us here on the program here at WKTY, is the potential shakeup of not just the MVC, but a lot of conferences out here in the area. Have you been apprised of what might be happening with the Cooley Conference, and where you guys would be assigned in either Conference A, B, or C, and how would that affect your school, do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. No one's really talked to me about it, and I heard more on the football end of things.
Sure. Yeah.
And, you know, and I wasn't, I haven't really been told anything basketball-wise, so it'd be really disappointing if we shook up the conference. If anything, it'd be nice to maybe bring one or two more teams into it, in my opinion.
Yep.
It's a great conference, and we got great rivalries. I just hate to see that end, so I guess we'll just have to see what happens with.
And I don't disagree with you. I kind of feel the same way about that with you, too. I would hate to see the Cooley Conference ripped apart, too. Being an old Westby graduate myself, I'd hate to see the Cooley Conference break up as well here. But, again, we're on with Coach Colley here from Black River Falls. Talk a little bit about your team. Obviously, we've talked about Anderson now. Talk about some of these other guys on your team here before we let you go.
Yeah, well, we have four seniors. We have Isaac Coles, Jacob Woods, Bryce Sieber, and then Ethan Anderson. And then we start a sophomore, Elliot Bird. So, yeah, the seniors have, you know, really done a nice job developing their roles on the team. And Jacob Woods and Bryce Sieber doing a lot of nice things around the basket for us and end up defending the other team's big guys. And we try to play really fast, and they do a nice job of getting up and down the floor and being recipients of some really nice passes from our guards. And Isaac Coles has just done a great job of kind of doing the dirty work for us. He's hits the floor for every loose ball and just does lots of things that don't necessarily go in the papers, but that I certainly appreciate. And then Elliot Bird's really stepped up his game as of late. Last night he did a fabulous job on the defensive end as well as running the show for us. So it's been a nice group, and then we've been getting good contributions off the bench from Nate Becker and Jaron Ecker and Brandon Nicholas. So,
well, Coach, listen, it's been a pleasure for us, and sorry to cut you off because we're up against it.
No, not at all.
But it's been a pleasure for us to be surprised by how well Black River Falls is performing this year in the Cooley Conference. And we want to wish you guys the best of luck going forward. Of course, playoffs just around the corner. Coach Dave Cowley, Black River Falls, very nice win last night, 70-60 over West Salem. Coach, thanks for being with us today. We appreciate your time.
All right, I'm going to have a hard time getting that Mr. Crowley song out of my head. Well, but, I appreciate it as well.
I've done my job. Yeah, good stuff, man. Thanks a bunch. Coach Dave Cowley, Black River Falls. And don't forget, if you're a local sports fan, you got to get that WKTY Sports Blast.